Winter feels a long way off this week, but in the middle of actual winter, there was not much going on either, weather-wise. You know the snowpack story around the region. It goes from bad on the Oregon side to disastrously low on the California side. Even Mount Shasta, that magnet for winter weather, did not pull in enough snow to give the Mount Shasta Ski Park a season. And so that's forcing some decisions on ski area operators. Michael Smith is the marketing director at the Mount Shasta Ski Park and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So what were you able to do last winter?
Last winter, we were able to open, and that is a huge improvement over the previous year. As you know, the year before, we didn't get open at all, so we were able to get open through the Christmas season and into New Year's, and then it kind of melted on us after that.
Mm-hmm.
So normally, when we get the mountain covered that way, we're able to stay in business through the season because we have such good snowmaking capability. The problem last year, of course, was when the temperatures went into the 70s, there was no way we could keep the base frozen to then make snow on. So,
all right, so that raises the obvious question there, is that you do have the snowmaking equipment that, for example, Mount Ashland lacks, but you didn't use it last year, and you just told us why.
Right. We have to have the proper temperatures to make that system work efficiently. And if you're not blowing snow at the right temps, you're not getting good snow, so there's no point.
So the previous winter, Mount Ashland did not open at all. That actually seemed like it was a better year for you. That would be the winter of 13-14?
I guess you could say that comparatively. The last 4 years have been pretty disastrous for us and all ski parks, for that matter. Anybody under a certain elevation is really having a tough time keeping a season put together.
What's the general cutoff there? What is that elevation?
Well, it varies by areas. Our base camp is at 56. We still had some fairly decent snow at 7,000, 8,000, but, that's another whole story. We just don't have the temperatures dropping to the point that we can keep them, and this year it was even worse, so...
I can't imagine what that must be like. Honestly, one of the pictures we snagged for our website was the live camera from the ski park just yesterday. And you can see the bare slopes in the foreground. But there's still, there's a fair amount of stuff up there on the tippy top of Mount Shasta itself. And it must be agonizing in the winter to look at what hits up there. And none of it apparently got to you.
Well, that's true. And, there's that element of... trying to deal with what you have and trying to make it work. And we just need to have a certain elevation covered in order for that to be part of where our plan is right now.
So what kind
There's
of...
a lot of talk about moving base camp further up the mountain,
mm-hmm.
and that's certainly something that we have thought about many times, and we get it. It's just that there's a significant amount of investment that has to take place for that to happen. And 4 years of no snow or drought is not the answer to that particular question. We have to do some things to try to shore up our future against the drought, to try to hedge against what's happening in the wintertime.
All right. So at this point, you're not really in a position to spend the kind of money it sounds like to even consider something like moving base camp.
No, a lot of things have to happen for that to take place. And believe me, most of that's money. And, there's nothing money in most cases won't fix. And this particular situation is one that we have to plan very carefully. We really see the need to invest in some fashion in the summer, because that is the only way eventually. And that what I mean by that is building some sort of an infrastructure that we're running like we are in the winter. And if we have an opportunity that we can put together some sort of feature that will keep us running for 6-7 months in the summertime, that certainly a hedge against what may or may not happen in the winter.
Have there been any particular summertime activities offered? It seemed like years ago, and I'm talking 20 or so, that there were at least summertime lift rides, things like that.
There used to be a number of things that were attempted to make activity make summer use of the mountain. The problem is that there's a issue of expense and profitability that we have to maintain to stay open. And the issue becomes opening the mountain on a case-by-case basis is extremely expensive. Whereas if you're running the park on a day-by-day basis, then you can add, we've had concerts, we've had mud runs, we've had all kinds of biking events. We have some of the best biking trails of anywhere on that mountain. And we're looking at all the ideas, everything's on the table, and trying to see a way that we can pull that together to keep it running year-round.
All right, but the point is that just little bursts of activity here and there don't do it for you. It's really got to be a steady
make
sort of
it.
Thing.
It's got to be done where it's a profitable situation. And as we've looked at these things over the years, you can't have an event for $8,500 and have it cost you $10 and make it up in volume.
Right. Michael Smith's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, marketing director at Mount Shasta Ski Park. We're talking about the financial situation after a tough winter. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. The financial structure, you are a profit-making business, allegedly anyway, right?
That's the idea, yes.
I mean, as opposed to Mount Ashland, where it is a nonprofit business. So it's
no, that's
a different,
correct. Yeah. We are a privately held company, and we do try to operate at a profit, yes.
So what, I mean, given the four disastrous years then, what's the financial situation right now of the company?
Well, we have, this year, we made the decision to pretty much close the mountain for the summer and not have any events up there this year, and it's simply because of the fact that we needed to conserve whatever resources we were able to pull together over the short season we had to get ourselves launched into next season. So we have all of our marketing in place to begin our season pass sale in the month of July, and we're going forward full steam ahead, looking forward to a good season next year.
Have you measured out the next couple of years, the impact, if you get more years like this one? Is there a point where you say, look, in 2017 we can't do this anymore, something along those lines?
Well, you know, there's all options are on the table right now, and our main goal is to see this ski park stay and be a ski park that is something people can enjoy for years to come. We think this is a cycle. We think our snow will return. Will it be this season? You know, no one knows. But we have to be ready. And we have to be ready to maximize what we get. And that we're doing. We've got all our materials ready in place. My trip today is going to be to meet with all of our vendors and supporters who know this ski park means a lot financially to this area. And, you know, as I said before, there are all options are on the table. But, you know, the idea of keeping the ski park here, I think, is the best idea for the community. And that's what we're hoping to do.
And so what is there must be a financial ripple that somebody's measured, the effect of Mount Shasta Ski Park winter and summer activities combined on the local economy. There's, I mean, more than just what is spent right there at the ski park itself.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I've met with a number of the local merchants in the area, and one of them very clearly said if anybody needs a wake-up call to the financial impact that happens to this area when the ski park doesn't open, they've certainly gotten it by now. And, you know, we understand that when we have what we would call, I guess, a normal season, where we have snow from basically somewhere in November through April, that brings a tremendous amount of impact to this area. The people that come here from all of our primary markets, which are Redding, Chico, the coast, Southern Oregon, the people that come here on a daily basis, and there are upwards of 150,000 of those on our best season. Well, those people come here, they stay in our hotels, they eat at our restaurants, they come to our food court, they buy lift tickets, and they drive the entire economy. Every business around here feels it, and it's something that we hope happens this next season.
Let's take a call here. We have George and Wairika on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Michael Smith, the marketing director at Mount Shasta Ski Park.
Well, thank you very much. My daughter worked for you, and she says that was one of her best jobs in her moderately long career.
Right.
My question and statement is, you have an ally in the tourist industry that too bad you can't combine with, and that's the McLeod River Railroad. What they do in the in Colorado, they have ski runs that they take the railroad to the ski parks up there and then back again in the evenings. But in the you would have a tremendously further clientele who would frequent both or the individual stuff. And I just don't understand why you're not supported more and they allowed the Wairika Western to go down. Oh, and, well, that also, but that's a different one.
All right, yeah.
Thank you so very much.
Right, thanks, George. Appreciate that. So that operation, I believe, Pumpkin Train and the Shasta Sunset Dinner Train shut down, I think, at the end of the 09 season. I don't think they've been back since then. Michael, do you know much about that operation?
You know, I really don't. I mean, the idea of co-branding with any venue locally is something we're wide open to. I think we need to do more of that. But I really don't have a lot of insight or information about what the detail of that process was. I know whatever we can do to upgrade our visits here for people to have things to do is a real solid move, and we need to try to push that forward, absolutely.
Boy, talk about another business, though, where you got high overhead and high liability insurance costs. I imagine railroads would be right up there with ski areas, if not slightly past them.
Well, that's exactly right. There's a lot of cost involved in keeping just the infrastructure in place. Forget about just the daily operating stuff. So, yeah, it's massive.
Yeah, just the cost of the lifts and all that sort of thing. And, of course, you're bigger by one lift than you were 15 years ago, right? Is that when the third lift went in?
That's correct.
Okay. So what's have you – I don't know, you're hearing from businesses around the Mount Shasta area. We're getting reports that there have been a couple of places that just sort of winked out over the last couple of years as the ski season's got slender.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a direct result to the ski season, but certainly it didn't help. But we have lost some venues here, some restaurants and things that we really need to be going the other way, if possible. And but it's been a long, long period now that people have tried to keep everything going. And, you know, places that were here for years that are no longer with us. We're hoping to see that turn around. On the other hand, we're seeing some good new blood coming into the area in terms of business and development, and we're hoping to see that be a trend in the area.
And Michael, you mentioned a trip today to talk to vendors and supporters. Where are you going? What's the venue?
Well, what we're doing is we're starting out in Klamath Falls, and then we're heading over to Ashland, and then we're heading south to Wairika, and basically we're going to any place that we feel is a good exposure for our demographic to see the fact that we have a season pass sale starting next month. We're heading up to Klamath Falls to the sports shop there. These folks who sell ski gear and snowboards they're our allies in this process. And the visits and people's excitement level and getting their gear right it starts at that shop dealer. And we have shop programs that these folks are involved in that we provide tickets and discounts and things that the season coming about is something that is good revenue for them as well. So we're letting them know we're alive and well and we're ready to go. And so we stop at various locations, restaurants, Chamber of Commerce, all of the places that you would look to see to find information about what's going on in the area.
It's a real Shasta Ski Park goodwill tour in a sense.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, well, and the season pass sale, before we go, you mentioned starting next month. What's the cost of the season passes you're putting out there?
Well, we have two prices. We're going on at $199 for adult and junior, and then the youth and the seniors are $49.
Wow.
So and by the way, if you buy the pass in the month of July for $199, you're guaranteed next season for $199.
Oh, I mean the season following that one?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a hedge against the future. We want everybody to come up there and have a good time, and we're going to start it out by offering a really good deal to hopefully get everybody in on the process.
All right. Really staying optimistic. Michael Smith is the marketing director at Mount Shasta Ski Park. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange, and best of luck with the season pass sale.
Thank you very much.